Alrighty, let's call this Declutter the Nutter. This is really important, guys, because how do you have a dream-driven day when your day is cluttered up? I mean, when it's full of things that you don't want. You see, the reason why your day is cluttered up with things you don't want is because in consciousness, your consciousness is cluttered up with things you don't want. I want you to let this be simple so it can be fun. I want you to let it be fun so it can be easy. That's worth writing down. I want you to let this be simple so it can be fun and fun so it can be easy. So a lot of people in the health community say that you shouldn't eat after 6 p.m. because if you eat after 6 p.m., you're going to be digesting your food instead of resting at night. And here's one of the things that I notice. Again, this is going to sound obvious, but let's really dive deep. The average person I know goes to bed and their mind mills over stuff. It's literally digesting. It continuously goes. And here's the thing. You're always imagining morning, noon, and night. Neville says to prune the vine morning, noon, and night. And when I say prune the vine, there's a couple sides to that. One, rein it in. You don't have to always be imagining up something grand. You can rein it in and just allow yourself to feel the feeling of rest. To allow yourself to feel that dopamine feeling of anticipation for tomorrow. What if you anticipated tomorrow instead of agonized over it? What if you anticipated tomorrow instead of agonizing over your day or your lifetime? You see, there's a reason why I revise at nighttime. There's a reason why Neville talks about doing it as well. Because if you revise, if you turn some bad into good and good into great both, you're going to find that you rest a lot easier and you rest a lot more. And you're going to find you probably don't need as much sleep because a lot of people sleep to avoid their day. And I want you to be engaged by your day. I want you to find your day engaging. And the only way you do that is by decluttering the nutter. So declutter the nutter. Revise some bad into good, some good into great. Allow yourself to stop going into detail, into detail, into detail, and find some generalness. Again, just that feeling of well-rested. Here's a secret I came across a long time ago, and that was I kept imagining getting a full night's sleep. In other words, something that's measurable with numbers. I am not a fan of numbers, by the way. Generally speaking. But I want you to get this because this is important. I was imagining what implies I got 8 hours of sleep. Okay, which means I've got to be in bed more than 8 hours because obviously it takes a little bit of time to fall asleep, a little bit of time to wake up. But if I wake up and pee in the middle of the night, and then I get stuck in math. How many hours a day do I have to spend in bed to get 8 hours of sleep? Right? It's sort of like figuring out how much money do you need to win in the lottery so that you no longer worry about money. Because, well, you know, and we've all talked about this before, what about taxes? Do I win it and take it as an annuity? Do I take it as a lump sum? Yeah, do I imagine before taxes or after taxes? Because that would be different depending upon the tax laws, maybe even the state or country that I live in. It gets really weird and confusing, you get it? And so pruning the vine, write this down. Pruning the vine isn't about just going positive. Pruning the vine is about stopping all that detail. You get it? All the detail before taxes, after taxes, annuity in my state, in some other state. Do I have it claimed by an attorney who puts it in a trust? All that stuff is what keeps you up at night. All that stuff is what prevents you from resting. So when it comes to rest, when it comes to sleep, what I imagine is having had, you see, what I imagine is what implies having had plenty of rest. What implies that I got plenty of rest, that I am well rested, is the quality of my morning. You see, if we move from quantity being 8 hours of sleep, $150 million in 17 different bank accounts in 14 different countries, if we stop getting caught up in numbers and endless details, about sleep, about anything in life. Again, this is a very simple example. Sleep. 8 hours of sleep is what they say I need. No, what you need is to be well rested. What would imply you're well rested? It won't be somebody saying, "You look very well rested today." People are shocked when I tell them I get up at 4:30 to 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, because I am flying high till about 1 o'clock, maybe 2. And then I take a little nap and I get up and I'm flying high till like 9 o'clock or so, maybe 10. And then it's bedtime. But I want you to get how cool this is. We're switching from a quantity-based way of measuring to a quality-based way of discovering, of exploring. When I started swimming laps, I got up to 20 laps and I think maybe close to 30. And then I realized what I was focusing on is the number of laps instead of my involvement. I've managed to get myself down to 2.5 laps, some days 2, and I can exhaust my body in 2 laps by doing this swim system that I've developed. I found a way that I can totally exhaust and involve as much of my body with each stroke. And so instead of wasting time, yet I am all into speed, instead of wasting 25 minutes swimming laps, I can get done in 5 what I need to get done. And then I go to the other side of the pool and play with stretching and other cool things. You see, it's the quality. See, not the quantity of laps, it's the quality of movement. It's how much of my body is involved, not how many laps do I do. It's about how much of your imagination and consciousness is fully surrendered into something simple, something fun, something lovely. And you don't need the details there. If you fall asleep in that general feeling, do some revisions, clean up some stuff. But remember, pruning the vine isn't just reshaping it. Here's the key. When you go to bed, do you want to have 10,000 positive thoughts or 10,000 negative thoughts? That's the wrong approach. A productive approach is, how can I prune the vine? How can I let this be really, really simple? How can you let it become an identity? You get, I am high energy, well rested, extremely focused, laser targeted, yet soft. Those are qualities that you can use to describe me. I build systems that create wealth. And I live by them so that I have free time to do cool stuff like this for you. So there's been a handful of really golden goodies in here. Write these down when you go to the Facebook group and you put up a post or play on some other posts. Comment about this stuff. Comment about what you got and how you're playing with it. In other words, socialize. Most people socialize over drama and trauma. The stories. They socialize over the stories. Well, they socialize over their addictions. Remember the 2 addictions? We talked about those. That's what they socialize over. Versus, what if you socialized over something far more delightful? Something simple. Probably would be a lot less words in the room, but it would be much more spoken. That's what I want inside your brain as well. So retrain that brain. Have a lot less in there, but at much higher quality. And explore the qualities as you rest. Have a lovely day. See ya.